Ready? Okay. The Planning Commission regular session is now in order. First item is to call and the roll call. So, Mr. East?
Here.
Mr. Berman?
Here.
Mr. Brannigan is here. Mr. Hanselman?
Here.
Mr. Escobar?
Here.
Mr. Bear?
Here.
He's here, and, oh, look at that, Mr. Updike is still awake, okay.
Here, very funny.
Okay, next item is the approval of the minutes of June the 9th.
I will make a motion to approve those minutes.
With the comments from Commissioner Updike included.
Yes.
I'll second that then.
Second that, okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. Citizen and public comment. I guess we have no forms. Okay. We have the action items. And it's 4A, which is initiating the legislative process to implement the City Center Revitalization Plan updates. And since we don't have anybody here, I guess I don't need to read all this stuff.
It's not a public hearing, so you could just,
oh, okay.
It's just a, you would initiate by motion.
Okay.
I'll move that we initiate the legislative process to implement the City Center Revitalization Plan updates.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Nope, no opposed. Okay, so that's approved. Now we move to the director comments.
Couple things. If you're tracking the legislative session, it's winding down. Some of the big concepts are still moving through. Room tax flexibility had a hearing today at the Senate level, which would allow more room tax dollars to be used for general public services, not everything for tourism promotion. We'll see where that ends up. You've got the transportation package that moved out of the House committee to the full House. I'm not sure when they're going to vote on that, but that's pretty tight too. So a lot of things will start happening on the legislative side. I don't have any big updates on land use. It seemed kind of like a...
How does the transportation package affect rural Oregon as opposed to mega projects in Portland?
Well, we'll get a nice increase. We'll have to get the numbers so you could see it. I don't have it offhand, but it is a significant increase of what we get in terms of our gas tax share. So we'll get our prorated share as do all the other communities, but with the gas tax increase, that there's a corresponding additional slug of money that we'll get. Now, that it's not earth-shattering, but it all helps as we try to pave our gravel streets and things of that nature. So,
but there's nothing specific for, I mean, all counties will get an increase in the road tax.
Yeah, there's nothing new. It's just, you know, we would still get our formula-based distribution. It's just going to be a larger amount because of the increased funding. Most of the details, I believe, are on the state side in terms of their, you know, maintenance-focused and that, you know, that kind of thing. We had interviews for the city attorney today, so hopefully that process will resolve itself soon. So it's positive, that's moving forward. We've been working with contract legal counsel here for a while now, so it'll be nice to get a decision on that front. I know counsel's working hard on that, you know, they're very engaged in that, so that's a positive as well. I don't know if anybody had any questions about the work program in terms of how it was mapped out. But
we got it.
Great. That's all I have.
Okay. The regular session is now closed.
done.
The record is closed and we're done.